ALS YOLO, a lightweight, real-time, YOLO-based target detection algorithm for autonomous driving under adverse environmental conditions. Welcome to Journal Club. I'm Malcolm Dix. Since its debut in 2015, the YOLO, the You Only Look Once family of algorithms, has taken over the field of computer vision. And for good reason. When they first came out, the underlying idea was revolutionary. By framing detection as a single-pass regression problem, YOLO was able to achieve both speed and accuracy. And it did this in an accessible package. YOLO didn't require a custom pipeline, you didn't have to stitch together region proposals or perform complex post-processing, or even have access to a massive compute cluster to use it. You could build a model, add some labeled images to fine-tune it, and be up and running with a decent detector fairly quickly. This enabled the explosion of practical deployments we saw in the late 2010s, from surveillance to robotics. And over the successive iterations, you know, V1 through V12 today, researchers have pushed YOLO even further, testing the boundaries of detection precision, model efficiency, and adaptability for general visual tasks. All that being said, there's at least one area where YOLO use has been conspicuously absent or underperforming the competition. Autonomous driving. And this hasn't been for lack of trying. Many researchers and teams have tried bolting YOLO-powered systems onto self-driving cars, but the results have been underwhelming. This has been especially true when the cars face adverse environmental conditions like rain, fog, snow, and low light. In these kinds of situations, YOLO's detection accuracy drops sharply, and small and occluded objects are often missed. And lighter weight variants, the ones best suited to run on board a vehicle, have suffered the most. That's where today's paper comes in. The authors have developed an unofficial variant of YOLO they're calling LS YOLO. The lightweight and scalable YOLO. It was developed specifically for self-driving cars, the goal being to retain the speed and efficiency that made YOLO popular, but to redesign its architecture for precision and resilience in the kinds of unpredictable environments that cars find themselves in. On today's episode, we'll see how LS YOLO compares to its predecessors, how it's the same, how it's different, and where the performance numbers diverge. Is this finally a version of YOLO that is plug-and-play useful for autonomous driving? Well, we'll just have to dig in and find out. Let's start with plain old vanilla YOLO. How does it work exactly? As I mentioned earlier, it treats object detection as a single regression problem, directly mapping from image pixels to bounding box coordinates and class probabilities. Rather than doing what earlier systems did and relying on a separate region proposal step, it divides the input image into a fixed grid. Each grid cell is responsible for predicting a fixed number of bounding boxes, and each of these have their own confidence scores and class probabilities. If the center of an object falls within a particular grid cell, that cell is tasked with detecting it. The output tensor encodes all predictions in a single pass, enabling the model to reason globally about the image. Under the hood, there are three main components: the backbone, the neck, and the head. The backbone functions as a deep feature extractor, using stack convolutional layers to produce increasingly abstract representations of the input image. The neck aggregates features across multiple spatial scales, which is critical for detecting both large and small objects. The head performs the actual detection, producing bounding box offsets, objectness scores, that's, you know, whether a box contains an object, and class logits for each predicted box. Depending on the variant, it may use anchor-based predictions, that is, predefined box priors, or anchor-free designs like some variants of V8 and V10. The system's most distinguishing feature is speed. By collapsing detection into a single forward pass, it's able to achieve real-time inference even when the hardware isn't the fastest. That being said, its performance falls off a cliff in the presence of real-world complexities. Small objects often fall below the resolution thresholds of the feature maps, leading to missed detections. The grid-based approach can struggle when multiple small objects occupy the same cell. And environmental conditions like strong backlighting, rain, fog, or snow can reduce contrast and introduce noise, confusing both feature extraction and classification. Lightweight variants that are designed for deployment on embedded or mobile hardware actually make things worse by trimming depth or width from the network. This is why there's a need and a desire for something new, a model that can preserve YOLO speed while improving its resilience in unpredictable conditions. Enter LS-YOLO. It was designed with three priorities in mind. 1. Maintain a lightweight architecture suitable for edge deployment. 2. Enhance detection precision and stability under environmental noise and occlusion. And 3. Improve sensitivity to small-scale and long-range objects without sacrificing speed. It introduces several targeted enhancements that work together. First, it replaces the parts of the standard feature extraction and fusion pipeline with modules that leverage attention mechanisms and dynamic routing to better model context and suppress background noise. Specifically, it includes the MACA, the Multi-Access Convolutional Attention Module, for fine-grained spatial and channel attention. The SPDD, the Spatial Pyramid Pooling Fast with Dynamic Depth Module, for scalable multi-scale feature aggregation, and DR-Concat, a dynamic routing-based alternative to naive feature concatenation. Together, these components create a flexible architecture that dynamically adapts to input complexity and spatial heterogeneity. On the optimization side, it incorporates an ATFL Wasserstein loss function, which improves generalization under class imbalance and difficult training samples by combining asymmetric focal loss with distribution-aware Wasserstein penalty. Each of these additions plays a specific role. The MACA module uses a dual attention mechanism, that's spatial recognition unit and channel reduction unit, to emphasize informative regions and adaptively reconstruct features. This improves detection in cluttered or low-contrast areas. The DR-Concat module replaces static feature fusion with a learned routing mechanism that prioritizes semantically rich features and suppresses redundancy, which is helpful in occluded or crowded scenes. SPDD enhances the convolutional SPP block by introducing dynamic depth and depth-wise separable convolutions, reducing compute costs while preserving scale diversity in features. And finally, that ATFL Wasserstein loss function introduces adaptive weighting to downplay easy negatives and focus learning on underrepresented or ambiguous samples, especially small or hard-to-classify targets. So, that's how it works. But how well does it work? To find out, the authors benchmarked it on a suite of autonomous driving datasets, including BDD-100K, ACDC, Foggy Zurich, and Dawn. These were selected specifically to test performance under adverse weather, poor lighting, and complex traffic scenes. And guess what? LS-YOLO did quite well. For precision, recall, and mean average precision, it consistently outperformed a number of its peers, including YOLO VA and UP, Faster RCNN, and RTDETR. Despite being lightweight, it maintained the highest detection accuracy in fog, rain, and nighttime conditions, while preserving fast inference and low resource usage. But how? Well, these gains were not the result of any one architectural change, but rather the cumulative effect of the suite of targeted improvements. When taken together, the new components allowed it to close the gap between speed and resilience and pull ahead of the pack. So, what can we take away from this paper? At a narrow level, these authors have demonstrated that small, focused modifications, particularly in attention, feature fusion, and loss design, can yield measurable improvements in detection robustness without sacrificing speed or efficiency. But more broadly, this research is a great example of a recent trend in vision model design. We're starting to see teams move away from monolithic architectures toward modular, context-aware systems that can adapt dynamically to the complexity of their environment. In doing exactly that, this research pushes the boundaries of what's possible in edge-deployable, real-time object detection. To dive deeper into the specs of their model, I highly recommend that you download the paper. It's packed with architectural diagrams, system design walkthroughs, and of course, performance data from their benchmarking. If you're building computer visions at or near the edge, you might just find something that you can incorporate into your own architecture. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. This episode was written and performed by myself, Malcolm Diggs, and was produced by Luis Lopez. Hope you enjoyed it. Signing off for now. See you tomorrow.